Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to our show, headquarters here in the New York City area, everyone. And for the next few minutes of RM World Travel, Mary and I, we're going to take you to Little Rock, Arkansas, located in the 25th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1836, and known as the Natural State since 1995. Did not know that. As a time for Destination Spotlight number 56 in our series. And before we do that, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
With the holidays soon upon us, if you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. We encourage you to upgrade to a premium travel experience with their Platinum Elite Collection. It combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, or consider taking your travels to new lights with their new MaxLite 5 line. It's as durable as ever, and it's ultra lightweight.
So whether it's Platinum Elite that we use, MaxLite 5 that Rudy uses, or pieces from their other collections, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at TravelPro.com. You'll find specials, you get free shipping and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Now let's delve into Little Rock with Gretchen Hall, the CEO of their Convention and Visitors Bureau, who's waiting for us on that show hotline.
Welcome, Gretchen. It's nice to connect with you today for our Destination Spotlight.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Appreciate it. So listen, I want to begin with some big news that's coming out of Little Rock and a major accomplishment, the $70 million overhaul of the Robinson Center Music Hall that dates back to 1939. For our listeners around the country who are tuned in right now, tell us why they should come experience it.
Yeah, so we have a really growing performing arts scene, and the Robinson Performance Hall is key anchor to that. It's home to our Broadway theater series, our symphony orchestra, and our ballet, and a whole range of concerts.
Gretchen, Little Rock is coming off some terrific summer tourism numbers that we were just reviewing before the show today, and I also see that Little Rock has again been recognized in the latest America's 50 Best Smaller Cities list, topping places like Spokane, Washington, Hilton Head, South Carolina, Lexington, Kentucky, and others. Even Outdoor Magazine says you're a hidden gem and one of the 12 best places to live. So the city has certainly changed over the past 10 years or so significantly. I have to ask, do you feel the word is out on Little Rock these days?
Yeah, I think it's getting out. I think we are still somewhat of a hidden gem, and we're trying to continue to increase the awareness of all of the things that we have to offer here. But we are a great capital city and a great destination to visit.
Well, after this Destination Spotlight, we're on 410 or 12 stations around the country, so the word's going to be out a little bit more for sure. So,
sure.
You know, something very distinctive in my mind from a past visit to Little Rock, it's the vintage electric streetcars that you have. I want you to explain those, and then I also want you to talk a little bit about Big Dam Bridge as well, since it offers another unique opportunity for travelers to come experience.
Sure. So the vintage streetcar runs in our downtown area and also our downtown of our sister city, North Little Rock, that's right over the river. It connects multiple museums and cultural attractions. It's complimentary to ride, so you can hop on, hop off. It touches destinations like our presidential library and our River Market Entertainment District with a variety of restaurants and bars and nightlife and our amazing riverfront park. And so, yeah, it really connects and pulls together our downtown and makes it very easy for the visitor to traverse.
And I think that's something different because you don't find that in all cities.
That's right. That's right.
And what about Big Dam Bridge?
Yeah, sure. So Outdoor Adventure, we have an amazing amount of it, including our river trail, and it's anchored by the Big Dam Bridge, which was the world's largest pedestrian and bicycle intended bridge. It was built only for that intention, and it anchors the west end of our amazing Arkansas River Trail.
Yeah, I mean, it's what, is it like 25 miles or something,
yeah,
or close to that? I mean,
yeah,
you can just
So there's a tight 17-plus mile loop that really hugs the river and is anchored by the Clinton Presidential Park Bridge on one end and the Big Dam Bridge on the other. But then the river trail itself continues to go for many more miles, connects, yeah, Pinnacle Mountain and even all the way past our airport on the east side of the city.
Gretchen, for people listening around the country who've never been to Little Rock, you certainly touched on quite a few just now, but give us just a quick snapshot of what people really enjoy the most when they do come to visit.
Yeah, so I think it's arts and culture, outdoor adventure, and culinary. We have an amazing local restaurant and food and beverage scene that's really growing. The outdoor adventure I touched on earlier, and then that arts and culture we've touched on a little bit. And we also play a significant role in the civil rights history. We're part of that U.S. Civil Rights Trail, and Little Rock Central High is a key component to that as well. And then additionally on the art side, we are about to, or are in the process of undergoing a $125 million expansion of our Arkansas Arts Center, and that is going to be an amazing facility when it reopens in 2022.
Well, that's the part that I enjoy. That's why I led off with a question that I did, because when people think Little Rock, they may not immediately associate arts and culture, but you have a huge, thriving community there, and it's only growing, so you know that's a terrific reason to go. But last question from us, and it's the question we like to ask everybody on the Destination Spotlight series of our show, is to give us one fact or interesting item that you feel would likely surprise people in our audience and entice them to come visit Little Rock.
Sure. So I think I'll go back and hit that arts and culture. So I think in addition to that $125 million Art Center expansion, we have an unbelievable amount of public sculpture in this city, over 200 pieces in a beautiful sculpture garden downtown, and then that outdoor adventure component with rock climbing, amazing trail system, and a growing mountain biking options as well.
Well, Gretchen, we thank you very much for the time. Folks, if you want to find out more, just easy, littlerock.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, Little Rock, Arkansas. If you go and you have a great time, let us know. We always like to hear what you think about all of the destination spotlights that we are covering. And a reminder, you can find them all, frankly, on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. That is going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary and I and Rudy will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.